That was the first thing that was on because I turned your mic on. Hi guys, welcome back to After Class with Carissa. My name is Carissa. I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today I'm joined with Ava, who...
Hi guys.
Just welcomed you in. And we just listened to Hurt My Feelings by Tate McRae. Mm-hmm. So usually what I do on the show is I like pick an artist or like a TV show, sometimes like a musical, and we focus specifically on that person or that show. But we're doing something a little bit different today, which I personally think is like so much fun.
So amazing.
But we are listening to Tate McRae as well because she is an icon, and she just came out with a new album, which is called Think Later. And it's like her whole brand right now is NHL because like her ex-boyfriend was an NHL player. So she's getting back at him by being like the hottest girl in the world dressed up in NHL. Ava, I really think you would love her.
Is this album new? Like,
yeah, like it just came out.
Oh, she's 20. Shout out to Tate McRae.
Shout out to Tate. I hope that you guys heard all of that because I did. Like, have it a little... I had the sound... Like, it was paused, but I think the sound is still on. So, hopefully, it's working, and you guys can hear us. But, until then, maybe a certain Iceland would like to send in a, like, hey, yeah, we can hear you text.
Yes, send it in.
That would be pretty cool.
So that we're not talking to ourselves.
But, the theme that we have going on for today, instead of, like, just focusing on Tate McRae, is we're going to be reading... Am I the ass? Am I the a-hole? I broke the rule already.
Starts.
I was like, okay, guys, we're not going to say it. It's going to be... Okay, it's Am I the a-hole posts on Reddit. I don't know if anybody listening has ever heard of these or seen these, but I absolutely... Like, they're the funniest things.
I love it.
She can hear us. That's wonderful.
That's what I said.
So, how they usually go... Well, people will post them on Reddit, but then... Other people, like content creators, will take those stories and put them on TikTok with, like, you'll get like a parkour video in the background
or
like
a cooking video. Or Subway Surfers or cooking or fashion or.
Yeah, you know, if you're listening to this at home, you can put on your little mindless videos over there and watch those while you listen to this. You know what I just realized?
I should pull it up on my computer.
I went skating this morning, which this is completely unrelated.
Yeah, without me.
You were in class. We could not bring you. You were in class.
Oh, you could have pulled the fire alarm. I don't know if I could say that.
I'm sorry I didn't do that. I didn't want to get into, like, absolute deep shit. We go again. Anyway, so I fell this morning. Like, I wiped out. It was so funny, though. But I was skating, and I was trying, like, I was skating my little heart out, skating fast, and I went to stop, and my foot, like, slipped, and I, like, crashed, and I just, like, went down to, like, touch my knee, and there's, like, a huge bruise. I could feel it.
Did anyone come up and, like, snow you after you fell over?
No.
No. Okay.
That's weird. I mean, who would do that?
I don't know. I know someone. I had a friend one time, and I fell over, and it was so sad, and I was crying, and I was sobbing, and it was so sad. And then my friend comes up and she snows me in the face.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was traumatizing.
What was their name?
It started with an R.
An R?
With two Z's in it.
I don't know anybody with that name.
Rizzy,
what a crazy name. You know, that's so weird because, like, some of my friends call me that.
Oh.
Yeah. But it can't be me because my name's Carissa.
Okay.
And I don't know how you'd get Rizzy from Carissa.
You're going to hope so because I'm out for her. I've got a grudge. I've got a bone to pick with her.
Oh, well, I do hope you find her. That's not cool at all. Anyways, so we are going to be reading Am I the Asshole posts. And
that means I have to close the video.
Yeah, it does. Are you, like, seriously watching? She's watching parkour right now.
I hate when they mess up and then they fly back up to the spot.
Creative,
like,
mode.
You need to just go back to the beginning. Don't be a cheater.
Okay, so I think I have more. So I'm going to go first. And then we're going to, we're going to talk about it a little bit, go through.
Yep.
All right, so the very first one we have, am I the asshole for not... Dang, I said it again. I'm so sorry.
I didn't even notice.
My radio Lori execs, please
Don't I have get good intentions. Fired.
Am I the a-hole for not helping my wife? Ooh. Based on that alone, I'm you literally saying a-hole. Yes. Like, why aren't you helping your wife? What's going on here? All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I, 28 male, have a wife, 25 female. Okay, we have a 3-year age gap. Okay. Hopefully they met recently. Who claims she does everything and is stressed out. I work a full-time job and I deal with the heavy stuff, like moving furniture, big projects, and taking care of the cars. I also watch our son at night when she is at school. She works a full-time job and goes to school full-time at night to become a nurse. She also has her son during her free time and on weekends. She blew up at me the other day because she claims she does everything on her own. Cleaning the house, doing laundry and dishes, watching our son, doing homework, etc. And she says she is stressed because she doesn't get any time to relax. She has brought this up to me before and I keep telling her she needs to just say she is going to go on a break and do it, and says she asks me if it's okay to do something and gets mad when I don't answer her. I don't think I need to help her since I have my own things to worry about that are my job, and those things are her job. Am I the a-hole?
Okay, can I say something right off the bat?
Yeah.
I have my jobs, you have your jobs. Like, what, you're two separate, are you living in different houses too? Like, like if you're in a relationship and you have your own kid, I feel like you need to be on the same team. Like, I help you and you help me. Like, it's not like split down the middle. Like, I take care of this side of the house, you take care of that side of the house. Like, you're working together. Like, you're a unit.
It's also the fact too that, like, she's working full time and
going to school.
She's going to school full time and she's taking care of the kids and she's doing all the house chores.
Yeah.
In the edit, it says that she brushes off his feelings and like today I was laying in bed on the couch and she asked me to do the dishes. I fell asleep instead and she blew up at me. Oh. It's my day off and I just wanted to relax.
Poor guy.
You had to do the dishes. That's so sad.
Yeah, dishes, like, if you just get it done, I feel like that's like half an hour there. Then you have like the rest of the day to relax.
Literally. And I feel like they just kind of need to communicate about it better. Like, clearly they both are doing their own stuff, but you need to, I'm sorry. I think this guy is the a-hole.
I do too, because she's trying to communicate, I think. Like, oh, like, I need help. Like, I'm doing all this stuff and what, you're focusing on the cars, you're moving furniture. How often are you moving furniture in a house?
Yeah, it's like, that's my job. I move all the furniture.
I move furniture. I lift heavy things and I put them back down. Okay. Like, what, once a month? Okay.
Yeah, no.
That's nothing.
Or taking care of the cars. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
what are you doing? Brushing driving them off? Like, turning it on in the morning? What are you doing? Oh, my God.
Anyways, I think that's what I'm going for. Yeah, I'm sorry. I think this guy's the a-hole.
I think he is, too.
Alrighty. That's one.
Should I do mine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited. Okay.
I don't know which one to pull up. Okay. Hold on. I think, could you turn me down just a little bit?
Sure.
I feel like I'm very loud.
I had to turn you up because I could not hear you.
Enough. I think I just wasn't close enough to the mic. Okay, this one I don't think is too long, but I think it's just a little bit longer than yours. Okay. Am I the a-hole for calling out my mother-in-law? I personally love these ones where it's like the wife is mad at the mother-in-law and she's crazy.
It's going to be good. I'm going to, like, just based on the title... Like, technically, the title implies, like, that she did something bad, but I'm going with, I don't think she's going to be the a-hole.
I don't think so either. Okay. My mother-in-law watches my children, 7 and 5 years old, a few times a week for free. She is offended if I try to secure childcare outside of her. My kids have come back with some strange ideas from her regarding politics and other crazy things. She tells my daughter that she can never be the first lady because she puts her elbows on the table when she eats. Just to give an idea on how crazy some of these statements are. Also, why can't she be president? Anyways, A few weeks ago, my kids mentioned that our enemy is China and that they are stealing our information on TikTok. My son then comes home a few days later and says that he couldn't play with a kid at school because he looks like he is from China. I quickly corrected him, explaining that he can play with anyone despite the way they look or what they wear, etc. My husband and I then sat down with the kids and explained that China is not our enemy, but rather a rival, explained how that was different. Oh, okay. I also sat down with my mother-in-law and explained how what she tells my children can be damaging because they are too young to understand politics, etc. She appears to understand, although doesn't agree. I set a boundary and reminded her that I didn't want my children exposed to politics because we don't align politically. And anyways, fast forward to yesterday, we were watching a football game and the conversation shifts to Texas and politics. I keep my mouth shut because my husband and his parents don't align with me politically. The next thing I know, my mother-in-law tells my five-year-old that China is our enemy. I reminded her that we needed to avoid the topic and not tell my son that because he doesn't understand. I indicate that we can use the word rival, a word my husband and I agreed upon. My husband backs up my mother, calls China an enemy again. I shut the conversation down and reiterate to my kids that we can play with anyone at school. The next thing I know, my mother-in-law is flat out telling my five-year-old that I'm wrong and that I don't know what I'm talking about. China is our enemy and has stolen our planes. At that point, I stood up and said, F this S, and left. I drove around and thought about what I wanted to do next because staying would have been horrible. I would have aired all my grievances over the past 12 years and it would not have gone well. I came back about 45 minutes later and apologized. She apologized too. Now my husband is not talking to me, indicating that I displayed unacceptable behavior. He pointed out that he would have never treated my mother this way. I also let him know that my mother would have never said that he was flat out wrong in front of his kids. Anyways, offer me insight. I don't feel like I owed my mother-in-law an apology, but provided one anyways to keep the peace. What do you think? Am I the a-hole for setting boundaries and calling her out?
That is crazy because, first of all, those children are seven so and five.
They're so little.
Why are they, like, why are they teaching them politics when they're seven and five? Why are you trying to, like, enforce, like, proper etiquette? Like, I'm sorry. Like, it's not Anthony. Like, we don't need to, like... It's not the pioneer ages. We're not in like London with the Bridgertons. Like, we don't need to do that. That's insane.
Yeah, like,
and the husband agreeing with her too after they had talked about it separately. No. Mm-mm.
Not cool.
Not to be dramatic, but like divorce.
Yeah, or like couples therapy. Like, he needs to not.
I think it's funny though, because whenever I see any of these like posts on TikTok, all the comments say divorce. That's why I think it's funny.
Divorce.
They're like, divorce. And then it gets, like, crazier. It's, like, divorce and marry the brother. And then it's, like, divorce and marry the dog.
Yeah.
And they all, every single one of them is, like, divorce and marry, like, your neighbor instead.
Marry
like,
your neighbor instead.
It's, like, it's, oh, my gosh. So,
yeah, like.
No,
like,
that's not okay.
No, like, how's her husband gonna say, yeah, no, I agree with you in private, and then call you out and disagree with you in front of your kids and like your parents-in-law? Like,
literally,
what?
Like, politics, like a 7 and 5-year-old should not be involved in politics, especially like that grandmother is literally teaching those children racism. Like, it's affecting that poor boy at the school now. Like, their kids are gonna like reflect that because like they're gonna take what their parents taught them and push it on to other people. Oh my god. No, you are not the a-hole.
not the a-hole.
They need to, like,
find different child care.
Yeah, get some new child care. Like, only, like, supervised visits. Like, keep those kids safe.
One of the comments says, not the a-hole, but I'm struggling to understand why you willingly married into a racist family. You had kids with a racist. Uh-oh.
Agreed. A little bit agreed.
Yeah. Anyways. And a babysitter.
Yeah, so that one is definitely not NIA. Is that it? Not, no, it's NTA. NTA.
Yeah.
How would you feel, Ava, if we played another Tate McRae song right now?
I think I'd like to listen to one because I need more music in my 2024 playlist.
Alrighty. I'm going to put some on, and then we're going to come back and do a couple more stories.
Yay!
We We are back on.
You just almost exposed my whole life.
I thought you'd know when, like, the song was ending.
No, I don't listen enough. I was just going through my playlist.
Tate McRae.
Tate McRae, everybody.
Oh, okay. Ava's the one wanting new music, but, like, she's not paying attention to the song.
I think I liked that one more than the other one. I'm still listening. I'm just talking I'm talking your ear off while we're at it.
I feel like I play Tate McRae a lot in the showers. Like, well, in the showers. In the shower. Like, she's, in all the showers. Like a shower artist, you know?
Okay.
A little fun fact. I like to shower in the dark because I think it's cooler. Mm. Because when it's dark and, like, songs like this come on, it's just, like, the ultimate feels.
Yep.
And if you're looking for some ultimate feels songs, find Tate McRae because she's literally everything.
Tate McRae.
I love it. Anyways, we're going to move on.
Yes.
So far, we have one that is the a-hole and one that is not.
Yes.
So I'm going to read this next one and we can talk.
Okay.
All right. Am I the a-hole for not inviting my stepsister who bullied me to my wedding?
Ooh, I like the wedding ones. The wedding ones are so fun.
Automatically, it's like probably not, right?
You're because probably not, like, because she must have done something.
If she bullied you, then I wouldn't want them at my wedding. Yeah. So. Let's see. This one's a little bit lengthy, so we'll try to get through it. My father remarried when I, 25 female, was 14. His wife Mary, 49 female, and his stepdaughter Kyla, 26 female, were H-E-L-L in my life.
I feel like you can say that.
Yeah, probably right. My father is wealthy, so we used to go to a fancy school. Kyla was very mean to me, and I had a hard time to the point that I had to move to another school because I couldn't take it anymore. Mm. Once she convinced my father and Mary that I was pregnant, it was so embarrassing because I was still a virgin, and yet she and Mary convinced my father that I should go do a pregnancy test. After it came negative, she told some of her friends at school, and she told some of her friends at school, she was a year ahead, that I had had an abortion.
Oh my gosh.
The bullying was nonstop. She would do anything to make my life miserable. Once she paid a guy at school to start a rumor that I did a BJ on him during class. This is an inappropriate story.
During class is crazy.
Oh my god, didn't even register. I don't know, I haven't read this one yet. When I was already going to another school, she told everyone at my old school that I left because I was caught stealing at the mall and I was in a youth detention center.
Mm-hmm.
My parents had split custody, so I used to spend 1 week with my father and 1 week with my mom. After 2 years of hell, I told my father I wouldn't stay at his place anymore, and our relationship was reduced to 2 weekends a month. My relationship to my father was non-existent during college days. He would send me money and call me once a month, and that was it. I went to his house one or two times during my 5 years in college. I started dating my fiancé, Louis, 26 male, 4 years ago, and I introduced him to my father after more than 2 years of the relationship. I'm getting married this spring, and we are going to marry at the beach in another country in Europe. Both families are wealthy, and we decided to offer the stay at the hotel to our guests. And they'll only pay their ticket. Because of that, we decided to settle on a small number of guests, around 80, and of course, Kyla is not one of them. The wedding plan started 3 months ago, and my father knew that I wasn't going to invite Kyla. However, he flipped out now and said that I need to invite her. I said that I'm not going to invite a person that I don't have one single good memory to such a big day. We've been fighting about that since then, and this last week he told me that I shouldn't count on his money if Kyla isn't invited, and my mom said, fine, I'll pay for everything then. After that, he said he's not coming to my wedding without Kyla, and I replied, fine. My grandma and aunt are trying to convince me to invite Kylie for the sake of our family, but to be honest, I'm not even sure if we are family. Am I the a-hole for not inviting a person who bullied me for years to one of the biggest days in my life?
That's tricky. I feel like I really understand where the dad's coming from, and I have no sympathy for the stepsister. Mm-hmm. But I don't think she's the asshole. She's like, it's her wedding. Like,
yeah, I think like if you don't want someone at your wedding, then you have no obligation to invite them there.
And you're an adult. Like, if you don't want someone in your life, period. That's it. Mm-hmm. I think it works too.
Like it sucks that her family split on the issue about it.
Yeah.
And that it might cause rifts in that way. But like the mother did offer to pay for the whole wedding. So if the mother like offered to pay, then you know financial is not an issue. You just have to decide if your dad being there is worth it.
Yeah, and by the sounds of it, she doesn't even have a great relationship with her dad anyways.
Yeah, seeing him twice in, like, 5 years. Or going to his house twice, I guess.
That's not a lot at all.
No. Honestly, like, that, I think she's not the a-hole for, like, not inviting. I feel like we can just say it at this point. But I think she's not the a-hole for not inviting the sister. Because I would not want that person at my wedding. Yeah. Like, that does not sound like a nice fun. And that's the most special, that could be for some people the most special moment of their lives.
And you want someone who made your life really miserable at your
wedding?
Can you believe
that?
I don't want that.
During class.
During class. That's insane. During class. That's insane.
It's like, hey,
that's so crazy.
Did nobody see? Like, where's your proof?
Hey, where's your proof? Let me see some written documents of that happening.
Oh my gosh.
I need red receipts and timestamps. I need it all because there's no way that happened. During class is insane.
Oh my god.
But
the parents too, they had like, that's crazy that like the father, like, you would have to assume that he just, like, neglected to believe her, too. Like,
yeah, that sucks. And that's got to play a part in why they're not close, is that, like, she probably had these concerns and was like, hey, like, this is what happening. Like, this is what's happening. Like, help. And he was probably like, oh, like, no.
No, I'm good. Nah. Like, thanks for bringing it up, but, like, no.
Nah, pass. pass for me.
Anyways, I'm going with not the a-hole.
I'm going with not the a-hole, but I also want to bring up one more thing. I want to know if she's talked to her stepsister, like, recently. You know, like, what if she's changed? Maybe, like, that's those are high school
Let me
problems.
Check these edits. Okay.
You could.
This person's. Okay, so she's accepting that her father doesn't love her in the edits. That's so sad. My father was up to everything, and he never took it seriously. My grandma lives in another country. My aunt knows everything because her daughter is one of my best friends and a bridesmaid. And my family is wealthy. And they care a lot about legacy. So it's the legacy part that means a lot to them, not the family part. Okay. I'm sticking with not the
a-hole. Yeah, I'm sticking with her.
All right. What's your next one?
Okay. My next story, I'm gonna pull it up.
I'm excited.
This one's short. Okay. So, I don't know, maybe.
It makes up for the one that I just read that was super long.
The one that I read before was pretty long, too. But that, I feel like that wasn't that long. I don't know. Okay. Am I the a-hole for not listening to my roommate and not restrict my girlfriend's visits?
Oh.
Right. I, 19, male.
Hold on. From the title, I feel like that person could very well be the a-hole.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking.
Like, just from the title alone.
Yeah.
Like, it depends on the type of roommate, too.
Yeah.
Like, if you're in a double dorm, then, like, you're probably. But if it's, like, an apartment, then maybe not. Okay.
Yeah.
Continue.
Okay. I, 19, male, live in an apartment together with three roommates. I have a girlfriend, 19F, that visits every other weekend. After my girlfriend left this weekend, one of my roommates came up to me and asked if she was going to come by next weekend as well. I said no, and he said that he thinks that she visits way too often and that it's already too much with four people in the apartment. I asked if it was something specific that we did that annoyed him because we mostly kept to ourselves. He said no, just that she is in the building too often. He did comment on a mess that we left once, but we have realized our mistake and now we vacuum and wash the table after using it.
Okay. Is that the end?
No. I was just confused. He then said that he wanted to restrict her visit to once every third week, which I find unreasonable. I don't understand what's the real problem. I'm in the area that's meant for everyone more when I'm alone than when I'm with my girlfriend. According to him, there's no other problem other than her being there. Am I wrong for not wanting to change? Is there something I'm not seeing? No. I asked the other two roommates and they had nothing against it and was as confused as me about what he was complaining about.
Okay, that roommate is like butthurt that he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, I do not see. Okay, there's literally nothing wrong with that. Like, as far as I can tell, just from what he said,
mm-hmm.
like, your story's over, right? Is that the end?
Yeah.
Like,
just looking for edits.
Once every two, like, every other weekend, that's like hardly anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you, like, that's literally nothing.
It's not like she's staying for a week at a time.
Right?
She's
and, like, for, like, 2 days back. She doesn't usually go in the shared space either. Like, mm-hmm. he said that. And, like, if they're not making noise and they're not making messes and they're staying in their own, like, mm-hmm. it's apartment style. So they're in their own room. It's not even a shared room. Then there should not be a problem.
Yeah.
That guy is just, like, being nitpicky.
Yeah, like, your girlfriend can't come over because I'm not a huge fan. Okay. Like, what? That like, doesn't make any sense.
You don't even have to interact with her. No, like, you don't even hear have to her. Look you don't her. See her.
No.
Like, I do not know. And, like, you're allowed to have guests in apartments. Like,
yeah.
And if, as long as they're, like, adhering to the rules, that should not be a problem at all.
Like, you find a mess there one time. Come on.
All right, I'm switching. I think I said originally that I thought he was probably the a-hole.
I don't think he is.
No, I don't think either. Unless there's
something he's not telling us.
Yeah, unless he's lying and his girlfriend's partying in his room every weekend.
And she's, like, staring at him while he sleeps, the roommate. And she's like, I'm gonna take your room when I kill you. And that, maybe.
I don't know if that was a radio-appropriate thing to say.
Well, I don't think the radio caught it all, to be honest. I'm just saying that's what could happen. That's not
unless if that roommate is like sneaking out and like going mm-hmm. into this guy's room
Ew.
Or if she's doing something wrong, then like maybe. But other than that, like no.
Yeah.
Like no, not the a-hole. No, I don't not think at so all. Either. I don't think so. Either. Anyways, I think it's time to listen to some more Tate. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next song we're playing is called Messier.
Ooh.
You're dork. Alrighty, we are back again. I just got some insider information that the music was playing for Ava's last story, which was probably my fault. I probably hit the space bar like with my elbow and then it like pressed play on the music. Mm-hmm. But we'll give a quick recap. Ava, do you want to like really, really briefly recap the story?
Okay, so basically, boyfriend has girlfriend over every two weekends, like every other weekend, and he lives with his three roommates, and one of them's like, hey, I don't like that your girlfriend's over so much, like she's over all the time and it's really bugging me. And he was like, oh, are we doing anything wrong? And he's like, no, I just don't like it. And he was like, yeah, I found a mess one time and you guys didn't clean it up. And he's like, oh, then that's my bad, I'll clean it up, like don't even worry. And but, like, the title of it was Am I the A-hole for not wanting to, like, listen to his rules? So, the conclusion was
he is not the A-hole.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can't, like, the girlfriend's not doing anything wrong. She's over, like, don't even know she's there. Yeah,
that's, like, 4 days a month.
Literally.
Yeah.
Anyways, so, we're sorry you missed that. It was very entertaining.
Sorry, guys.
But we're going to move on. This one, I think, is going to be pretty straightforward. I think. Okay. It might not be, though.
Imagine it's the opposite.
Yeah, okay. Am I the a-hole for calling my female friend ugly?
Oh.
What do you think? Yes or no?
Well, don't call your friends ugly. That doesn't... You're not their friend if you're going to be mean to them.
So you're going with yes?
I'm going yes.
Okay, this was posted 2 hours ago, so it's like, it's fresh, it's new.
Okay.
All right. Me and my friend, let's call her S, and I have a pretty good friendship. Clearly not. Sometimes we usually insult each other as a joke, but we never took it too far. We always agreed to say, to not say anything too far or controversial.
Yeah.
It was a normal day during school, and we were making fun of each other as jokes, but then she started taking it too far. She started calling me an animal and said I was a dog. I don't think too much of it since we usually joke around with each other a lot, but then all of a sudden she called me the B slur. Mind you, I already told her I was Mexican many times. This infuriated me, so I retaliated back. I talked back and called her stupid, ugly, and pointed out all her insecurities in front of all the other students.
Damn.
I feel pretty bad for insulting her, so am I the a-hole for calling my female friend ugly?
I don't know. I feel like you don't have a very good friendship. I feel like, I don't know if one of you can be more wrong than the other.
I don't think you can call each other good friends at this point. No. Like, that's pretty serious.
No.
I think in her eyes, she was just joking around, and he kind of took that a little bit to heart.
Yeah.
And he retaliated, but it's, like, it's bad because, like, they both humiliated each other in front of, like, the whole class, it seems like.
Yeah.
Since it was in front of everyone, like, that's crazy. Could you imagine, like, in the standpoint of a girl, if my friend, like, pointed out everything that he knew I was insecure about. Like, like, maybe, I can't tell if what she was doing was purposeful to, like, maybe.
Or if she just slipped up, like, oh, crap, like, that was too far.
But, like, that, like, he definitely seemed like he did it intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think, there's a post, like, that you can answer. You can say that you are the asshole, you aren't the asshole. Mm. Or you can say everyone sucks. And I think for this one, sucks. I'm going to go with everyone sucks.
I think everyone sucks.
Like, I think both of, like, I think you're definitely the asshole, but I think that she's
much better.
She's the a-hole as well. Guys, sorry.
I was going to say, speaking from personal experience, like, I had a friend, and we were, like, besties, and she would tell me all the time, she's like, you're fat and ugly, and I'm like, what are you on about? Like, are we friends? Like, what are you talking about? And then, but, like, I feel like it got to a point where I'd just say mean things back, and then I was no better, right? Like, yeah.
That's, like, okay.
Yeah.
She doesn't go to Laurier, right?
No, she goes to St. Clair College.
Good. We do not need that negative
boo to
here.
St. Clair College. Boo! Boo, St. Clair!
I don't think we can say that on here.
I had a friend go to St. Clair this is Chatham's school, okay? She went to St. Clair for, like, a tour, and she's like, it's so, like, sad and depressing there. Aww. She's like, I don't want to go there.
That's not good. I'm sure it's a lovely school. And at Laurier, we support everyone.
Yes, at Laurier, we support everyone except for that one particular person. At St. Clair, that doesn't mean St. Clair.
Who is not nice.
Yeah.
No, I don't support her.
I never said she was bad and ugly, but
this is definitely an everyone sucks.
Yeah, everyone kind of sucks there.
Anyways.
Like, don't be crazy. Like, you're not good friends if you have to be mean to each other to get along.
No.
Boo! Boo! I think
my friend Nick needs to hear that. We need to be nicer to each other, though.
Yeah, yeah. Have conversations. Say, Nick, I feel as though we need to be kinder to each other because I really appreciate our friendship, and I want us to be friends for a long time and a good time.
There is, like, absolutely no way that Nick is listening right now, but if he is, I would like to condone a message, and that is that I'm way better at Wordle than you are.
Oh!
And...
Suck it, Nick.
And I miss you. That's all I got.
Oh, I miss you, Nick.
Okay. Your turn. You're up.
Okay, this one's kind of crazy.
Okay.
Okay, so, am I the a-hole for tracking how much my friend eats to prove that she doesn't eat as well as me and she needs to stop saying that?
What?
Yeah. She's tracking how much her friend eats.
Oh, okay. But the friend is, like, bragging about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, because she eats good or whatever.
Oh, this might be an everyone sucks.
Yeah, I feel like it totally might be.
Okay, let's hear the story.
I gotta open my eyes. I can't read far. Okay, this is such a weird situation. I used to be overweight, and I'm finally at a healthy weight. I live with a long-term friend, and she didn't join me on my fitness journey, but keeps making comments. It started with comments about doing the same things as me, like I ate a salad today, but I know for a fact she didn't. I went on a run, and I know it is a lie. So it was constant lies. It was constant lies, and when I question her, she clams up. My biggest issue is she keeps going on about how she eats the same as me. It's odd and annoying. Like, I made chicken for dinner the other day. I get a serving, and then she will get multiple. After dinner, she makes a big deal of how we are the same and she isn't losing weight. Like, I just watched you eat 4 wraps to my 1. I've asked her to stop so many times. Annoying, but whatever. It changed to her telling me she eats better than me. that she is being more health conscious and whatnot. My breaking point was coming home and the brownies were gone. I knew that there were multiple left. There were multiple before I left. Later that day, she went on about how much healthier she is than me, and I brought up the brownies and we got into a huge fight. Sorry, excuse me. So for a week, I kept track of what I ate and what I saw her eat. Long story short, her list was a lot longer than mine. So today, when she went on about being healthier, I put out the list and asked her to stop because clearly she doesn't have healthier eating habits. Huge argument. She thinks I'm a huge a-hole for shaming her. Edit, I'm moving out. I cannot deal with it anymore, and I shouldn't have to hide in my own home to make her stop. Thankfully, the lease was supposed to be renewed in a month, so I am out.
Okay.
Whoa.
This one's a little bit complicated, too.
Yeah.
But one thing I kind of want to know is who's paying for the groceries? Because if they're eating shared meals, like, yeah. Are they equally splitting it?
Yeah.
Because that's another thing. Like, if this one girl is paying for all the groceries and they're all getting eaten, I wouldn't be happy either.
No, I'd be like, here's the bill. We're splitting the bill 75-25. Like,
I think with, like, body image, though, too, like, the one friend, like, constantly saying that they're the same in that.
Yeah.
It is probably making the other friend feel really crappy about herself.
Yeah. Like, the person writing, the author, she was like, I used to be overweight. Like, I was pretty fat. Like, that's what she said. She's like, but I've come a long way. Like, to, I don't know. Like, obviously, she's had, like, a journey. Like, it's not like you start eating healthy and it's like, oh, I'm solved. Like, anything mental is solved too. Like, to keep adding on to that is kind of like, what are you doing?
Yeah, no, I think it could have been gone like a different way. Like, I definitely think the whole, like, I think it could have just been a discussion, maybe, but I guess if the other friend wasn't, like, listening to any of the discussions, then it worked.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm glad that that person is getting out of that situation.
Yeah. Like, I feel like she's probably insecure as well. Like, she's probably,
and she's, like pushing it on her.
Yeah. She's like, oh, well, she's doing so good. Like, she's had such a journey, but I'm doing better. I'm going to let her know that I'm doing so good. I'm winning in life.
But that's the thing. It's like she's not, like, oh, I don't even know if I can say that, but, like, if, like, her habits aren't as, like, healthy, and she's pretending, basically, that's what the author is implying, is that she's saying that she's doing better than it she is, which is, like, obviously, like, making the main, is it OC, is that the
use? I think it's OP.
Yeah. Like, feeling super crappy. That's such a hard one. I think I'm going to go with not the ass.
I'm thinking not the a-hole. I haven't said it once. I'm really good at this.
I am not. I'm like, and it was me too. I was like, guys, we cannot say it. Like, we're going to keep this, like, not explicit. It'll be good. And here I am. I am.
Yeah. I feel like.
Fired.
Yeah. Oh, this one says, everyone sucks.
Everyone sucks? That's what the verdict
That's not the verdict, but this one person was like, it's bad of her to say that, like, you are doing well in your eating habit journey, whatever. People need to be sensitive about talking about food and weight, and she's clearly being a jerk. That said, logging someone else's food is as a clear violation. You're not her dietitian. Food logs are other potential triggers. Just because she's blasting past your boundaries and saying potential triggering things doesn't mean it's appropriate for you to respond in kind.
I agree. I feel like it should have been dealt with, like, a different way.
Yeah.
But I do see where both, like, sides are coming from, in a sense.
Yeah, and the OP, like, she's, like, calling her out, and she's like, ew, you're lying. And she keeps doing it. you're a liar. What? Like, what? Yeah, I'm going to say not the a-hole.
Not?
But right. Everyone kind of, like, she's kind
of. It's like a mix of not the a-hole and
not the best
sucks.
Way to do that.
No. But.
Yeah.
I can see both sides, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, I'm thinking one more Tate McRae song.
Okay. I don't know what's good.
Those are the three that I usually play.
Okay.
I don't know which ones you guys heard when we, like, accidentally let the songs play, but do you want to do Cut My Hair?
Sure.
All right. Let's get it on.
I need a haircut.
I'm glad that you like the way I do that. That's funny.
I love it. I think it's awesome. I think it's so professional.
Like, slowly fade out the music.
Yes, I like it. It's beautiful.
All right. We have 9 minutes left of After Class with Carissa. And this one is called Am I the A-Hole for Yelling at My Grandma?
Yelling at my grandma? I could not yell at my grandma. I think I'd be dead in a ditch.
Yeah, I would feel so bad. Yeah. Like, I love my grandma. Yeah. I could not yell at her.
Both of my grandmas are, like, really sweet but kind of scary.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
It's like they would have me dead and maybe, no one would know.
Maybe this is a really scary grandma.
What is that, like, Roblox game? The grandma of Roblox game? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh my god.
I actually don't know if it... Okay, Granny... Oh, there's Granny and Granny Chapter 2. They made a sequel. This one. You're, like, trapped in her house and you have to escape.
That's scary. Get that away from me. Do not Google that, guys.
It was so scary. It was, like, I was, like, how do people play this? I'm going to pee my pants. You had to, like, hide under the bed. So this is what the story is going to be about, I think.
Yeah, okay. We'll see. So, my relationship with my grandma is rather hard. She loves me, but she doesn't act like it. If she offers something like food and I refuse, she'll insist till I lose my short temper. And that's what happens to me. So most of our conversations end with me shouting at her after more than ignored 5 no's. Now, keep in mind, English is not this person's first language. Okay. So I'm going to try and do grammar, okay?
We're trying.
But they say no 5 times and the grandma ignores. Mm-hmm. Since I was a kid, she was like that, never respecting a no, always complaining about how thin I am and how I have anemia. Is that how you say that?
Yeah.
And thousands of diseases. I tried to change. I really did. Did you say thousands?
You have thousands of diseases. You have fleas and rabies and all the rest.
I had rabies once.
Oh, I know. I'm so sorry that
happened. And Aislinn bit me.
Aislinn! I know you're listening. Don't bite people.
It's a joke.
Don't bite people.
I'm rabies.
Don't bite people, Aislinn.
I tried to change. I really did, but I couldn't. Today we had a fight, and around 11 a.m., I ate some leftovers on the fridge, but I couldn't take all of it, and I threw away what I didn't eat. Later, I decided to make a sandwich with hamburger steak, nothing too big. Mm. So since the steak wouldn't take longer, I put it in the air fryer. But obviously, my grandma heard the air fryer and came into the kitchen to not only say that she's making lunch, but also ask what I'm cooking. When I told her I already had lunch, she started doubting and accused me of lying and kept asking if I ate everything. But when I thought she gave up and accepted, she went through the trash. She came into my room with the bag full of the food that I threw away and handed it, showing it to me. And she started calling me a liar and how lying is a sin and how the food wasn't rotten. I never felt so angry in my whole life, so we started arguing. I kept saying that I threw it away because I couldn't take it and I couldn't put food full of saliva back in the fridge. When I was a kid, I used to put the food I couldn't finish in my fridge, and my family, including my grandma, said it was disgusting. Mm. She started crying, saying that she won't make food for me anymore. I know how to cook, by the way. She just wants me to eat only her food. And that she'll text my mom. My anxiety kicked in because I know my mom usually takes her side. So I went to her room and texted her, telling her what happened before my grandma did. She makes things look worse than they actually are, sometimes straight up lying without noticing. I knew that if my mom arrived here and talked to me, I would cry. I hate crying in front of people, even family. So to try and calm my anxiety down, I called my dad. He understood my side and immediately came to pick me up. I grabbed a few things, left, and warned my mom that when he came, she got a bit mad, and we agreed that she'll pick me up tomorrow by lunchtime. My dad comforted me when I repeated what happened and even joked, saying that I should flush instead of throwing the food away in the trash. I entered my room and talked with my mom through text. I'm calmer now, but I'm scared of what might happen tomorrow. I'll update and post if anything happens. Do you think this person's the a-hole for yelling at their grandma?
No, old people just don't get it. I mean, like, I have I feel like I get both sides. Like, grandma just wants you to be healthy, and I don't think she understands that you don't have rabies and thousands of diseases. But that being said, I feel like she also doesn't have the right to be like, oh, you're not eating. Like, I know you're not eating. I know you're not doing that.
It's, like, old-fashioned, but at the same time, like, lay off this poor kid.
Yeah, lay off.
I don't think the person actually said their age, but I'm getting, like, teenager.
Yeah.
For sure. Especially since they, like, have a Reddit account. They must be. But, no, like, saying no five times and this, like, she's still pushing it. Especially, it must suck since the mom is, like, agreeing with it.
Yeah.
And clearly, like, the dad kind of knows what's going on, mm-hmm. too. But, I'm gonna go with not the a-hole for yelling at your grandma.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that, like, my grandma's not like that. But I feel like, if I was being pushed like that constantly.
Yeah.
And, like, it's double standards. Like, when you were a kid, they said that that was disgusting. But mm-hmm. now they're saying that you should be putting it in the fridge.
Yeah.
No. I'm not the a-hole.
Yeah.
You yell at your grandma and do it again.
And do it again. I don't know. I feel like I've lived this experience. Like, this is just me from an alternate universe writing, but, like, with a worser experience. Like, my Nana, she is very, like weight conscious. Like, she's, like, I go for runs. She's, like, 70 going for runs still all the time. Like, she's very health conscious. She's the one who was almost an Olympic swimmer before kidneys failed.
Oh.
Like, she is very, like, health nut. And when I was little, and, like, still, she's always, like, she'll comment on my weight, and she'll be, like, you're not eating, or blah, 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 or, like, oh, you had a lot to eat today, like, those types of things. And I'm, like, I don't need your backhanded compliments. Like, it's not even a compliment. But I feel like, grandparents are just trying to look out for you. Like, I feel like they don't mean harm.
Yeah, it's just, like, the old-fashioned way, you know?
Yeah. I wouldn't yell at my grandma, but I don't think they're the a-hole.
You know, I wouldn't yell either, like, at my grandma. And, like, I can't put myself in this situation. I haven't lived it.
Okay.
But, like, I understand why this person did, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
Anyways, do you think we have time to squeeze in your story?
Yes, all right, let's hear it.
Okay.
I hope I don't live up to that. Okay. Am I the a-hole for being upset that my in-laws held a secret birthday dinner for my wife with her brothers and her friends, but didn't tell or invite me, her husband?
In-laws. This is always
dramatic. I don't know. I don't know why I'm drawn to these, the in-law stories. I think they're amazing. Okay, for some additional context, I put together a birthday dinner for my wife back on the week of her birthday. I invited my wife's parents, who declined with the statement, "We are unavailable that night. This is why we brought her present to her on Friday." I invited both of her brothers. One was ill and the other never responded. According to my wife, I should have offered an alternative day. Again, am I the a-hole for thinking my mother-in-law's answer meant we have already celebrated? I invited her friends. Only one came and they showed up almost 45 minutes late. Further, they scheduled this secret celebration on a day they knew I could not participate. I have a long-standing volunteer commitment every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. In-laws know it. I would have had to say no to the invite regardless. Excuse me. Not enough time to arrange a sub for my shift, but am hurt that I wasn't even asked or made aware of the event. Am I the a-hole for thinking they still could have at least asked? I told my wife how I felt. She was very defensive of her parents and made a point to tell me that all the things that weren't good enough about the dinner that I had planned really made me feel like I shouldn't have bothered trying to do anything for her. Edit, apparently it was a surprise party. She couldn't have told me in advance. I'm still hurt the parents didn't say anything to me, and she continues to defend their behavior and point the blame at me. Edit, further context, I work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. My volunteer commitment is to the ski patrol for 3 months a year. I had this commitment for 20 years. And then he's saying I earn 90% of our household income. She quit her job the year after we got married, would not get another for another year and a half, then decided to start a business with no business experience or capital, which I had supported in all the normal ways a husband should support his wife's business, including occasional labor and financial support.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah, say it.
Divorce.
Yes, divorce. Like, what? Like, your wife?
That is
doesn't
terrible.
Like
okay, for starters, like he tried to plan something special and they all ignored him. And she had the audacity to say you should have chosen another date. Like, I'm sorry, I tried to do something nice for you.
And he's saying he works 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day of the week. And then on Sundays, he has volunteer commitments. So probably the only day he could plan it was for Saturday, and he wanted it, like, the week of her birthday.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you should have picked another day.
He worked around his busy schedule. Yeah. He tried to get people in advance.
Yes, and they all declined, probably because they were having a secret dinner.
They held a secret one, and she's like, oh, you should have done it more like theirs.
There's got to be something happening. Like, he doesn't know. Like, something's happening. Like, she has another husband or something.
Oh, my God.
Like, it has to be.
You jumped.
Probably not that crazy.
Yeah, she's a secret double life.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks, though. Like, that poor guy. And the whole family was in on it, too. And none of the friends showed up. Like, that's...
Yeah.
That is not nice. And, like, I wonder if, like, the girl or the wife has ever done anything, like, nice for him like that. Because, like, and it's the fact, too, that, like, everybody knew his schedule. Like, he had done the same... Like, he had worked there for 20 years.
20 years is a long time to not like, know that.
And it said, too, that they had known and they, like, chose to put it on that day. And they gave him, like, little to no notice so he couldn't even got it changed.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
There's a couple that are trying to justify this.
What?
Yeah.
What are they saying?
If one guy says, going against the popular grain here, but yeah, you're the a-hole.
To play devil's advocate.
To play devil's advocate. To go against the popular grain. I need to write that down. That's so funny. You invited multiple people. That date didn't work for them. The reasonable thing, reasonable in italics, the reasonable thing to do is ask if another date works better. If only one person showed up out of all the people you invited, should have been a tip off that you screwed up somewhere. As for not being invited, you have a long-standing commitment during the time that worked for everyone else. Why would they ask?
Because you're married?
Because you're married to her. You could have been like, hey, like, we know you have commitments on this day. Like, we were wondering if there's any way you could get that day off. Like, we're throwing this event.
Say
because
it
we
in
could
advance,
yeah.
right? And, like, some of the people didn't even respond when this man tried to do something nice. Like, at least have the decency to text back, you know?
Yeah.
this guy is...
Someone said she's leaving you.
Oh.
Period.
Guy.
Go
ahead.
Someone said, not the a-hole and don't make a baby with this woman.
Oh my gosh. I love some of the responses because they're literally, they're so brutal. They're so unhinged too.
Yeah.
Divorce.
Honestly, divorce. Or she's already been planning a divorce because they must be in on it. All her friends don't want to come and her siblings and her parents.
And the fact that she made so many excuses for them too, and all he tried to do is something nice.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. Not, this one says, why did you insist on having a birthday dinner on a day no one could come?
How is he supposed to know?
I'd be pretty annoyed and disappointed if I was your wife.
He invited everyone. Some of the people said they couldn't come because they were ill.
Yeah.
And some of the people didn't give explanations.
Yeah.
It's not like he was purposefully planning it on a day that no one could come.
No, he was really trying.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like if it was, like, I'm thinking, like, my parents. I'm trying to, like, always relate something to something in my life, but if it was my parents, I feel like if this was my mom's party and my dad was inviting people, he'd ask everyone, but it would be like a family, like an immediate family thing first before anyone else came. Like, if they can't come, so what? Who cares? Like, I feel like it's not that crazy that they, like, I feel like she should not be mad at him. That's so crazy.
I feel like it's time for divorce.
I feel like it's time. Yeah, it's time. Like, I want to know what their relationship is like outside of this.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I always want to know, like, more than what, like, they're telling you, because there's so many other factors. But for now, I'm going to go with not the a-hole.
Yeah, me too. Oh, this one says, you're the a-hole for your half-hearted attempt at throwing a dinner that only works for you. Also, most people are free on Sundays. When did you expect her family to throw a party instead? Sundays are perfect for that. Of course they didn't change it. You didn't shift your long-term commitment to your volunteer work either.
He didn't know about it. How is he supposed to shift it when they didn't even tell him?
Oh, wow.
I can't.
Yeah, there's, I feel like unless he's like a total like jerk to her,
maybe he's lying. Maybe he's lying.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're a little bit over time.
Uh-oh. So sorry.
That's okay. It's been so much fun.
I actually really like this one. I feel like this should be like a recurring event. Like more. Sometime down the line, there should be
another one of these.
Yes.
I agree. I thought it was fun.
Yes. Or bring like more people in, because then you get a lot of different opinions. Maybe they differ. Yeah. You get some real controversial ones.
Maybe if you're listening and you know us, definitely tell us what you think.
If you know us.
If not, share with a neighbor. I'm sure they'd love to hear your opinion.
Oh, my dad said he made bread.
Wow, look that looks delicious.
He said, look what I made.
Did he listen to the show, though?
I haven't told my parents that we do this. I don't know how I forget. They'd be like, you're talking this about me and my mother on this radio? They'd be like, you can't disclose this information.
This is like the first show that my mom's not listening to.
That's crazy.
So I think that like solidifies Eyes on as our number one viewer.
Oh, yeah. Harley said she watched for a few minutes.
Aw. Anyways.
Yeah, she said that you're very rude for snowing me.
Okay.
She didn't say that. She said,
That wasn't me, guys.
No, she didn't say that. She said, I really hope you recover. She said, I really hope you recover from that accident.
Ava was down on the ground, and there was a perfect opportunity.
Just kick me while I'm down. Just kick me while I'm down.
It was really funny. Anyways, I love you, guys.
I love you for watching.
Drive safe. Have a great night. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.